sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
And my co-host today, my Alan Wicker, is Richard Manson. A very good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, Suzanne. I've never been called Alan Wicker before, but...
Well, the reason being, and starting off there with a bit of Otis, with sitting on the dock of the bed, getting us in the mood, I think, for holidays, for travel, and that's what we're talking about for the next 2 hours. And you are, I know, a corporate division manager and entertainment manager with Flying Elephant, but you are an avid traveller as well.
I love to travel.
Yes.
When I get the time.
And you're going to be giving us a heads up of your recommendations, places that you've been to,
yep.
But also giving us, you've done a bit of research this morning and giving us some details on flights and hotels, what you
sure.
could be doing.
Yeah.
So where are we going with you?
Well, we're going to go east, Suzanne, and we're going to go west. We're going to have a look at America, Florida and New York, those sort of places. Great flights, direct flights now from Dubai, And we're also going to have a look at sort of weekend mini breaks in Thailand.
Excellent stuff. Excellent. Also joining us in a little while from Explorer Publishing, Laura Coughlin. She's the web editor and she's got some great stories. And indeed in Live Work Explore magazine out for the summer, some good features. We'll be looking at those. Funny stories, Richard. Your funny travel stories. Do you have one?
We've got a few. Well, I mean, this one isn't funny, but I'll start you off with one of my holiday sort of dramatics, if you like.
Like to be dramatic.
Well, no, not this early.
Oh, right, okay.
But when I was 21, I went on a driving holiday to California with a very good friend of mine from New Zealand, and we sort of met up and hired a car and went around, and we drove across country to the Grand Canyon, and we knew nothing about it. We didn't research it. We were young, and we sort of looked over the edge of the Grand Canyon and thought, well, this would be nice to walk down, and we sort of saw people hiking around. But of course, what you don't realise with the Grand Canyon is that you're walking a mountain backwards. You go down it,
right,
and everything's fine, and we were going down waving at everybody, huffing and puffing, going, need to get to the gym, mate. And then we got down as far as the Colorado River and thought, well, we better go back now. And we turned around to go back, miles from anyone, and both our knees buckled.
Oh,
and
yes.
it was literally clawing up the top. And I mean, it was at the time quite frightening. I mean,
okay.
Seriously, because we didn't have water and that sort of stuff. And then we sort of got to the top 6 hours later, and our hands sort of went over the edge of the Grand Canyon to see all these American tourists dripping with diamonds at the top, looking at these two, well, the Britain and New Zealand guys coming out, looking very worse for wear.
Yeah, well, actually, you've stolen my thunder a little bit, because my stories are sort of similar in the sense that when I was in Australia, I went off for the day on my own and went to a national park just outside of Sydney, the Kungaringay Chase National Park, apologies for the pronunciation, and thought, you know, just take the day out, go and have a nice walk through this national park. And of course, national parks in Australia, they're a bit different to the national parks in the UK. Mm-hmm. They're massive. They span just kilometres and kilometres. And I'd set off that morning, had a lovely walk, and stopped for lunch, and then through the afternoon. And as I was walking through this by water with a kind of hill, I was like at the bottom of the hill, walking along a path along the water, not a proper path, but just sort of, you know, walking along. And I just came across a python. And I didn't know it was a python. All I knew was it's a big snake.
Yeah.
And it was, I'm not being dramatic. It truly was, as in I'm not exaggerating. It truly was this huge snake. Which complete, obviously, I just froze with fear. Oh. And poor thing, I actually scared it more, which is often the case with such animals.
Yeah,
so it went off up into the bush and away. And I then, of course, was completely petrified and walked looking at my feet the whole time, just in case I was going to tread on anything or what was out there, and then got horribly lost. And, yeah, managed to get my way out of this national park by about 9 o'clock in the evening, sunburnt like you, without water. Mm. Nobody knew where I was. Really irresponsible, really stupid.
No, it is. And,
yeah.
And these, I'm sure with you as well, I mean, my experience was the days before mobile phones, where now the chances are you can, you know, call for help in these situations. In those days, Mind you, the snake survived, Suzanne.
To tell another tale, hopefully. Yes, indeed. So that's what we'll be getting into this morning. We'll be finding out your travel stories, your funny stories, your dramatic stories. We're also going to be talking to later the CEO of the Holiday Factory. This is a new company that started in Dubai offering package holidays. So we're going to be finding out what the deals are of the day. Can we, in fact, still get a good deal if we're heading off and travelling this summer? We're really focusing, of course, on summer travels. There's an article in Gulf News, Smart Ways to Spend Less on Airfares. This is coming out from May the 21st. If you want to check it out for yourself, there's lots of tips there. One of the things they're saying is you need to book in advance to get your best price on airfares. So it'll be interesting to see what the deals are. Also, just on the Kabone, great deals going on, and all of the Groupon online sites, Go Nabit as well. But on Kabone today, you can visit Lebanon and stay in a panoramic room at Safir Bandoun Hotel with breakfast for two people for only $242. The price, the usual price, is $605. So get to experience Lebanon half price there. So there are some deals out there.
There's great deals if you sort of take the time to look and research. There's some great certainly for the mini breaks. You know, if you just want to, if you're working hard and you just want to take a few days off and go away for the weekend, it's amazing the places you can visit.
It's true, and also that staycation, you know, that's become very popular for whatever reason. People are staying, not going and taking the whole summer out of Dubai. They are staying here. Things to do for the kids. We'll be talking, you're a great one to talk to about that, of course, with Flying Elephant. We'll be talking to Laura from Explorer. Also here from Emirates Skywards. So if Skywards brings you an exclusive opportunity to watch the quarterfinals, semifinals or final matches of the Rugby World Cup in 2011 live in New Zealand between now and the 31st of July, the more you fly on Emirates, the more chance you have to earn the tickets of your choice. So if you are a Skywards member, or indeed if you want to become a Skywards member, they've got 25 pairs of tickets to give away, and all you have to do is sign up and track your progress on skywards.com. And if at the end of the promotion period you're on the top 25 tier mile earners, then they'll send you a pair of tickets according to your choice and tier miles earned. So that's definitely worth looking at if you're a rugby fan. And also Donata, they've got some big summer savings happening as well. You can spend 1,000 dirhams with Donata and win travel vouchers up to worth 30,000 dirhams every week. Earn 10% guaranteed rewards when you use your Donata Emirates NBD MasterCard Platinum credit card for purchases at Donata as well. So there are deals, there are things to be grabbed out there. Richard, you've got something that's moving around Dubai at the moment.
Well, you could say that. Yes. I don't know if anybody's been over Floating Bridge lately and seen a great big iceberg. Well, we were commissioned to build that.
Okay.
So it is. It's an advertisement promotion for a soft drinks company, and it is going to go on tour. It's at the Floating Bridge at the moment, and then it's going to go offshore in the next couple of weeks. It's going to go to sort of around the Burj Al Arab beaches around there, and then down to JBR, hopefully. So go and have a look. It's 35 meters long, 14 meters high, 10 meters deep. I've got a 12 meter bottle advertising a soft drink on it. And have a look. If you've seen it, please text it and let me know, because it's only been there 2 days.
Yes, spot to the iceberg in Dubai.
Spot the iceberg in Dubai.
Yes, and so it's there on the creek at the moment.
It is there.
And that must have kept you busy.
Can't you see the bags under my eyes?
You know what? You need a holiday.